Today from the Ohio Newsroom, Ohio is vying for a spot in a federal clean energy initiative. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors from all over Ohio. This is Today from the Ohio Newsroom. I'm Kendall Crawford. The Bipartisan Infrastructure Act earmarked around $8 billion in funding to create at least 10 hydrogen hubs across the country. The hope is they will produce and store hydrogen to be used to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Ohio has partnered with neighboring Michigan to put its hat in the ring. Here to tell us more about the potential for a Great Lakes clean hydrogen hub is Frank Calzanetti with the University of Toledo. Hi, Frank.
Hello.
Help us understand, what exactly is a hydrogen hub, and why are we competing to become one?
Well, the idea of a hydrogen hub is to start a transition toward a hydrogen economy. And the idea is to develop a few hubs around the country that will demonstrate ways to produce hydrogen from different energy sources to supply needs across different industries. So the U.S. Department of Energy has a very ambitious program to decarbonize, as you mentioned, and believes that hydrogen is a way to move toward that goal.
What do you think sets Ohio apart from other applicants?
We had a shovel-ready project underway at a local nuclear power plant that would be producing pure hydrogen through electrolysis that would meet the U.S. Department of Energy standard for pure hydrogen. And we quickly learned, it didn't take us long to find out that there was a tremendous appetite in Ohio and in Michigan for hydrogen as a way to decarbonize. We had local customers who had a corporate commitment to decarbonize. We had a very strong technical capability behind us, but also we had a plan to make sure that those in disadvantaged communities would benefit from this investment. So we have Toledo, Detroit, Cleveland, and also Cincinnati in the lead, working on ways to involve people from these communities and upgrade the workforce opportunities in those communities to participate in this hydrogen hub.
There's some debate on how green hydrogen fuel really is, depending on how it's made. Critics also have questions about oversight and how cost-efficient these hubs will be. With all of this uncertainty, is this the right move for Ohio?
There have been some questions. So our plan is, of course, producing hydrogen from nuclear facilities, and then in the future, expand solar. So we see solar energy as being very important as well. And so that's going to be part of our plan. So it would be all based upon pure hydrogen production from electrolysis. So it's not going to be hitting the challenges that you may have in other regions where you may have some leakage of methane or you may have some carbon sequestration challenges, which are very important challenges to overcome.
So the application is submitted. What comes next?
The application was submitted on the 7th of April. We received comments from reviewers as part of the process, and we expect to have a briefing over the summer in Washington, D.C., with awards to be announced probably in the fall.
That's Frank Calzanetti, Vice President of Research at the University of Toledo. Thank you so much for talking with me, Frank.
Thank you.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. I'm Kendall Crawford. We'll talk with you tomorrow.